On Saturday, dozens gathered in Sheffield, Massachusetts to grieve together after a tragic week. Old Parish Church sits in the heart of Sheffield, an idyllic Berkshire town just south of Great Barrington, in the southwestern corner of Massachusetts. Established in 1735, the church's current structure was erected in 1760. At a special service Saturday evening, its pews were full, and songs of mourning reverberated off its tall white walls.
It's for someone who is leaving this life and going onto the next life, presumably in heaven.
Trudy Weaver Miller and her husband, John Arthur Miller, sang the Civil War era gospel hymn, Angel Band.
It's calling the angels to come, and toward the end, the words say, I hear the noise of wings.
On March 10th, Sami Astumo, who was raised in Sheffield, died in the crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302. On March 13th, a structure fire in Sheffield led authorities to discover five bodies inside a house on Home Road. The Berkshire District Attorney is investigating the incident as a quadruple murder-suicide. The alleged assailant, Luke Karpinski, is said to have killed his wife Justine Wilbur and their three children, Alex, Zoe, and Merrick, before setting the home on fire and taking his own life.
This is a week of like no other. Absolutely. Everybody, the whole community is in shock.
Local business owner Jim Collingwood has lived in Sheffield for six decades.
It's awesome to see that the community will respond, and the community's always responded to tragedy in our past, and this is just what Sheffield does.
In this day and age, unfortunately, it's almost inevitable that it's going to happen where you live.
Lisa Paris has lived in Sheffield for almost 30 years.
And maybe that's a cynical view, but that's sort of where I am. It's like, oh, yeah, why not us?
She came to Old Parish Church with her dog, Franco, a therapy dog rescued from Puerto Rico. Volunteers for the Berkshire Medical Reserve Corps, Paris and Franco have worked in Sheffield's Undermountain Elementary School for the past 3 years. They were called into the school Friday morning after the Berkshire DA indicated the incident on Home Road was being investigated as a quadruple murder-suicide.
Really, really heavy, because it is such a small community and because all the kids know each other. Even if it's not your child, it hits close to the heart. So it's pretty grim. And unprecedented, to use a word that's being used a lot. And again, for this community, particularly sad.
Saturday's service was arranged as an interfaith prayer gathering by local clergy. One of the organizers was Pastor Eric Karras of Christ Trinity Church, which faces Old Parish Church in Sheffield, just across Route 7.
The idea is that together we can have the strength to take a step towards healing and wholeness, and that ripples out into the world in ways that we can never really fully imagine. And we're counting on that to happen. I don't know how it will, but we're counting on it.
From the pulpit, Karras connected the town's suffering to the attacks on mosques in New Zealand that left 50 people dead.
Human brokenness has played itself out this past week in the most horrific of ways. It has left the heart of our community broken and the spirit of our neighbors crushed and our town shrouded in darkness.
Reverend Jill Graham, pastor of the First Congregational Church of Sheffield, shared a statement from the Stumo family about their daughter.
As a person, Samia was a fearless, radiant spirit who inspired others to live brightly and fully. Professionally, Samia was ambitious and passionate about revolutionizing global health. She cared most about treating all people and patients as human beings, particularly in the context of their culture, family, and individuality. She advocated for healthcare to be human-centered, rejecting the status quo in global health development. It is this woman that we offer our thanks for this day, even as we grieve.
Among the gathered clergy who offered invocations, prayer, and song was Rabbi Liz Hirsch of Temple on Sheamunim in Pittsfield. She led the assemblage in a Jewish psalm of comfort and strength.
Those who sow in tears will reap in joy.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.